Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Have you ever encountered God in a way that was beyond your understanding? Have you ever witnessed a miracle or experienced a divine intervention in your life? As believers in Jesus Christ, we have access to the supernatural power of God, which can transform our lives and the lives of those around us. Today, God is calling us into the supernatural. This message will inspire us to seek a deeper relationship with our Lord and Savior, and to experience the power of His love and grace in your life as we live in the supernatural. Join me today as we look at the topic, Experiencing the Supernatural. Our Bible text is from Exodus chapter 3 verse 2 to 6.
Exodus chapter 3 verse 2 to 6. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses. Moses, and Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Verse 6. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face, because he was afraid to look at God.
There are times in our lives when we long for something more than what we can see and touch. We long for something greater, something beyond the natural realm. We long to experience the supernatural. As Christians, we believe that the supernatural is not just a possibility, but a reality that we can experience in our daily lives. The Bible is full of accounts of supernatural encounters with God and His power. And these stories are not just historical events but can be relevant to us today. One of the most powerful supernatural experiences in the Bible is the encounter that Moses had with God at the burning bush. Moses had been living as a shepherd in the desert for 40 years when he saw a bush that was on fire but was not burning up. When he approached the bush, God spoke to him and revealed his plan for Moses to lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. In Exodus chapter 3 verses 2 to 6, we read, There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses, and Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. In this encounter, Moses experienced the supernatural presence of God. He saw a bush that was on fire but was not being consumed by the flames. He heard God's voice speaking to him from within the bush. And he was instructed to take off his sandals because he was standing on holy ground. The encounter with God at the burning bush was a life-changing experience for Moses. It was the beginning of his journey as the leader of the Israelites, and his encounter with the supernatural power of God was what gave him the strength and courage to face the challenges that lay ahead. Moses seeing a bush burning that the flames could not consume the bush is an illustration that we too can experience the supernatural when we are ignited by the fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire of the Holy Spirit will burn in our lives but will not consume us but the work of darkness. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8 says, For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. As Christians, we can experience the supernatural power of God. We can have encounters with God that change our lives and give us the strength and courage to face the challenges that we encounter in our daily lives. But how do we experience the supernatural? One of the keys to experiencing the supernatural is to have faith. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, we read, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Faith is believing in the things that we cannot see. It is believing that God is real and that He can do the impossible. When we have faith, we open ourselves up to the possibility of experiencing the supernatural. Do you have faith today? God requires your faith for you to experience the supernatural. The level of your manifestation is proportional to your faith and the level of the Holy Spirit in your life. Jesus said, "Have faith in God," Mark chapter 11 verse 22. Another key to experiencing the supernatural is to be obedient to God's will. When we obey God, we position ourselves to receive His blessings and His power. In John chapter 14 verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commands." When we love Jesus, we will obey His commands. And when we obey His commands, we position ourselves to experience the supernatural power of God. We see this demonstrated in the life of Peter, one of Jesus' disciples. Luke chapter 5 verses 4 to 7 says, "When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Put out into deep water, and let down the nets for a catch.' Simon answered, 'Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets.' When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break." Will you obey God today? Even when it makes no sense, obey. It may look foolish, but God works in our obedience. Peter obeyed Jesus, even though he had been fishing all night and had not caught anything. And because he obeyed, he experienced a supernatural catch of fish that was beyond anything he could have imagined. The next key to experiencing the supernatural is to be open to the unexpected. God often works in ways that are unexpected and beyond our understanding. In Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 to 9, we read, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. When we are open to the unexpected, we position ourselves to experience the supernatural power of God in ways that we never could have imagined. One of the most important keys to experiencing the supernatural is to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In John chapter 10 verse 10, Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life, and have it to the full." Jesus came to give us life, and not just any life, but life to the full. When we have a personal relationship with Him, we have access to the supernatural power of God in our lives. We become partakers of His divine nature and we can experience the same kind of miracles and supernatural encounters that we read about in the Bible. So how do we cultivate a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? It starts with believing in Him and confessing Him as Lord and Savior. In Romans chapter 10 verses 9 to 10, we read, "If you declare with your mouth, 'Jesus is Lord,' and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." When we confess Jesus as Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead, we are saved and we enter into a personal relationship with Him. But a personal relationship with Jesus is not just a one-time event. It is a daily walk with Him, where we spend time in prayer and Bible study and seek to live our lives in obedience to His will. It is a relationship where we allow Him to transform us from the inside out and lead us into the supernatural life that He has for us. So as we seek to experience the supernatural in our daily lives, let us remember the keys that we have discussed: faith, prayer and worship, obedience, openness to the unexpected, and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Let us be like Moses, Peter, and so many others in the Bible who encountered the supernatural power of God and were forever changed. And as we walk in the supernatural power of God, let us also remember that the ultimate purpose of these experiences is not just for our own benefit, but for the glory of God and the advancement of His kingdom. Let us use our encounters with the supernatural to share the love of Christ with others and to point them to the one who can give them the same kind of life that we have experienced. As we go today, let us ask ourselves, how can I share the love of Christ with those around me? How can I use my experiences with the supernatural to encourage and inspire others? How can I be a witness for Christ in all that I do? In Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, Jesus said, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Let us let our light shine before others, not for our own glory, but for the glory of God. Let us be living testimonies of the power of God in our lives, and let us use our experiences with the supernatural to point others to the love and grace of Jesus Christ. Remember that God is not limited by our circumstances or our understanding. He is able to do the impossible and to work miracles in our lives. So let us trust in Him and seek His face, knowing that He is faithful and able to do far more than we could ever ask or imagine. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. May you go forth today with a renewed sense of faith and expectation, knowing that the supernatural power of God is available to you as a believer in Jesus Christ. May we be open to the unexpected and obedient to the letting of the Holy Spirit, and may we be a living testimony of the love and grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to reflect on the supernatural power of your love and grace in our lives. We thank you for the ways in which you have shown yourself to us and the ways in which you continue to work in and through us. Lord, we ask that you would increase our faith and deepen our relationship with you, so that we may be open to the unexpected and obedient to the letting of your Holy Spirit. May we be living testimonies of your power and grace, and may we bring glory to your name in all that we do. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 28, and for the evening, Mark chapter 15 verse 27 to 47. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmell.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mell Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.